My dad's vision was to uphold Jesus Christ and make him known among the nations. Thank you for your prayers and financial support as we carry on this ministry. We hope today's message, Angels, God's Secret Agents, will encourage you to know that angels are God's messengers sent to watch over his people.
I'm Pastor Salem, and I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. Here it is. Another week has rolled by. We're another week closer home, closer to eternity. Maybe we'll see the Lord coming. Maybe he'll come this week. Maybe he'll come. Well, I hope he doesn't come before my sermon, but whenever he comes, we're ready and we'll be thrilled to death, thrilled to see him, and death will be no more. But before I have the sermon, we're going to have a sermon today on angels, God's secret agents. Angels, God's secret agents. But before I do that, I want to read some of the letters. We get so many nice letters. I want to share some of them, and then we'll take a look at these angels. We have a letter from Tower City, North Dakota, and they write, "I love, believe, and trust in my Lord Jesus. Since I've turned into your services, I've come to know our Heavenly Father and all his blessings to my life. I thank you for your words and teachings. It has shown me love, trust, and belief in God and Jesus. Bless you, always God's child." And that's a beautiful letter, a person coming to know the Lord. And then I like the way they say, always God's child. Once God's child, you're always God's child. But you're not God's child till you have Jesus. You've got to receive Jesus. Jesus himself, he told us, you must be born again. And that born again means you must accept Jesus as your Savior. But once you've done that, you'll never be lost. You'll never lose your salvation. And by the way, we have a little booklet on that. Can a Christian lose their salvation? And the answer is absolutely not. And I'll give you the address at the close of the service, and then you write to us. And if you can send a gift to help us on the work, that's fine. If you don't have any money, you're in prison or something, you write to us. We'll send it free and postpaid. Glad to do it. Here's a letter, Columbia, Missouri. This is from a women's prison. And this lady writes, "I watched your program for the first time yesterday, and I really liked it. I just came to find Jesus as my Savior in the last 2 weeks. What a great way to start off the new year. I'm currently incarcerated in the Boone County Jail for a murder I did not commit. I'm very interested in any and all materials you could send me so I can share my knowledge with others." And we send literature to these people, and here she is. She's come to know the Lord, and she wants to share about the Lord to others. And that's just exactly what we should do. When we find Jesus, we ought to tell other people. So we'll send her this information. It'll be no charge, and help her in her Christian life. Here's a letter from Havana, Cuba. And this is a dear brother, and he writes, "I wish you could save a brief moment in order to pray our Savior for my beloved Martha, who has severe health problems. Thank you in advance. Also, I still am listening here in Havana to your Sunday morning sermons and teachings on shortwave radio every week. God bless you for spreading the Lord's word, your brother in Christ." Isn't that a beautiful letter? And so I'm just asking you all over the world just to pray for this brother and his wife. He's concerned about her. And we'll just do that. Havana, Cuba, got us on shortwave. God bless you. Let me share one more letter. And this is from Omaha, Nebraska. "Blessings to you all. Pastor Salem, thank you for all you do. The TV service, the Monday devotions, the new song, taking the time to personally answer my letters, and most of all, and most important of all, bringing me to Jesus Christ so I can be saved and go into his kingdom for eternal life. I am so blessed and at peace now. I owe it all to you. God bless you." Well, he owes it to the Lord, but if we wouldn't tell him about it, he wouldn't know. And we can't tell him about it unless we have help. Yeah, we have to have your prayers. We have to have your gifts. And at the close of the service, maybe you want to lay it on your heart to send us a gift, because we have to pay our way just as anybody else. But when you give your gift, here you are, you see, you had a part in bringing this person to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's glorious to preach the gospel and to have a part in getting the word of God out, because people are born again, people are finding Jesus, they're finding happiness and joy as they trust in the Savior. Oh, it's the most wonderful thing in the world, and thank you all for your help. And maybe you don't have much you can give, but you can pray. Just pray for us and pray that we'll just know what to preach and how to preach it, and that God's Holy Spirit will apply it to hearts and people will come to a saving knowledge of our Lord. So get your pencil and paper ready, and at the close of the sermon, we'll give you the address. But let's look at this now for a few minutes. Angels, God's secret agents. And they abound everywhere. God has agents that are everywhere. And they're right here in our studio with us here. And they're with you. They're by you, watching over you. If you're a child of God, the angels are watching over you. And so let's look at these angels of God. Where do they come from? That's what we want to know first of all. And the Bible tells us that where they were came from. And I just want to stop a minute and tell you that anything we know about angels, all we know about angels comes from the Bible, God's holy book, the B-I-B-L, the Bible, the living word of God. That's the only source of information we have for angels in the hereafter. And so that's why we quote the scripture, so you'll know right where it's at. So where do they come from? Well, the psalmist writes in Psalm 148, verses 2 and 5, he says, "Praise ye him, all his angels, praise him, all his hosts, and then let them, the angels, praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created." Now, notice why I gave you two verses here. The first verse says, "Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all ye hosts." More than 250 times in the Bible, God calls himself the Lord of hosts. And so the meaning is the Lord of heavenly armies or angels. And God commands then all the forces of heaven, and they're all created by him, and they all listen to him and obey him. And that shows the sovereignty of God. There's none over God. He is God, and all of creation is obedient to him. And by the way, remember this. Angels are always presented in the masculine. And therefore, we have to be very careful that when you read talk about angels, it's always in the masculine tense, in the gender. And that's why we don't have baby angels, because angels don't marry. They don't get married. You don't marry. Men don't marry men in God's kingdom and God's teaching. And so these angels are all created by God, and there are no baby angels. And sometimes you see little angels on Christmas cards and the manger and all that. Well, there isn't any such thing, because there is no increase in their number. That is, they were all created at the same time. They are all at the same age. They never die, and none are born. And so the angels were created by God, and they are eternal in their being. Now, there was once a time when Satan rebelled against God. He was an angel, and he rebelled against God. And when he rebelled against God, he wanted to take God's place. He wanted to take over. And he was cast out of heaven. And when he was cast out of heaven, there were many angels that followed him. Some Bible teachers believe a third of the angels followed him. And those angels created by God, and they was lined up with Satan, and they became demons. And that's where the demons come from. And next Sunday, next week, we're going to have a sermon on the demons, secret agents of the devil, of the Satan. And so they came because they sinned with Satan and were cast out of heaven. So the angels were created by God, no question about it. They are called the sons of God, just as we are called the sons of God. But there is a difference. And the difference is angels became the sons of God by creation. We become the sons and daughters of God by recreation, or the new birth, being born again. And that's who you have to be born again, Jesus said. And when that happens, then you become a part of his kingdom. And so when we look at the scriptures, then we see that angels do God's work, and they follow him and they serve him. They continually surround the throne of God, waiting to do his will, waiting to do his work. They inhabit heaven, and that's where they stay all the time, except that when they come down to earth to do a mission for God, when they want to bring a mission or come and watch over people or watch over the people of God, or when they want a message that's brought to the people, then they come and they leave heaven and they come to earth to do that. And after they do their work, they return right back to heaven. So we read about the angels. Look at the work of the angels in the life of the Lord Jesus at his birth. Angels came and spoke to Mary. Angels came and spoke to Joseph. Angels came and spoke to the shepherds. At Jesus' temptation, after 40 days of fasting in the Judean wilderness, after Jesus' victory over the hard temptation Satan put before him, we read Jesus hungered because he was human, and we read that angels came and ministered unto him. Perhaps they brought him food and they gave him fellowship. Or look at Gethsemane. The disciples are there with Jesus, but the disciples are asleep. And so then we read in Luke 22, verse 43, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So here an angel comes to comfort and stand by the Son of God. Perhaps one of the angels wiped away the bloody sweat from the Lord Jesus' face. We don't know, but they were there to encourage him. And we notice this, men failed him, but the angels stepped in to help. They didn't fail him. And then look in the life of Jesus. Look at the first Easter Sunday morning. An angel came and rolled back the stone to show that it was empty. He didn't roll back the stone to let Jesus out of the tomb. He rolled it back to show that Jesus had risen. And Jesus had risen right through that solid rock. And in his glorified body. And there he is standing in Gethsemane talking to Mary Magdalene. Look at the ascension of Jesus. He says he's going into heaven, and so the disciples meet with him, and Jesus ascends right from earth into heaven. Then they're standing there, and they're heartbroken, and God sends two angels to talk to them and encourage them and tell them, this same Jesus is going to come again, and we're still waiting, but it's going to happen. Might happen in our lifetime, it might not. I do not know. Nobody knows. Jesus said only the Father in heaven knows. But he's going to come again, so don't worry about that. And over we see angels doing God's work. And you know what? That's just exactly what every one of us as a Christian ought to be doing. Doing God's work, not our work so much as it is to work for honoring God and serving God and helping God, other people in God's name and being a witness for the Lord. That we should be like the angels in that we are the messengers of God. You say, well, I don't know how to preach. Well, good for you. You know how to talk. And you just tell them what Jesus did for you. You say, well, I don't know the Bible good enough. You don't need to know the Bible good enough. If you know Jesus Christ, you can tell them what Jesus did for you. And they can't argue you out of it. They can't take it away from you. The angels of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit helps us. Now, the Holy Spirit and the angels are two different things. The angel of the Holy Spirit is God. The angels are creations of God, or creatures of God. So the angels are created to serve God, to honor God, to glorify God. And I'm going to tell you that's exactly why you and I are here if we're a Christian. That's exactly it. Same song, second verse. Now, what do angels do besides being messengers? Well, and we've noted that they're messengers and they inhabit heaven and then they come to earth and they give the message. But there are other things that they do. The angels in heaven come right there. And by the way, their message is just one single message. It's a one-way message. God gives them a message and they come and deliver it. And they deliver it exactly the way God says it. And that's why when we preach from the Bible, we'll preach about heaven, but we'll preach about hell too, because it's in the book. And it's a one message thing. And we're to bring that message in the name of Jesus Christ and ring clear as a bell. And we talk about heaven, but we talk about hell. We do that so that people want to go to heaven and they'll be warned of hell and turn from hell and all of that horrible place. And so these wonderful angels work. Angels, for instance, angels enlighten God's people. Angels relayed them God's message to Abraham away in the Old Testament. And they came to enlightened him. And they told him, listen, Abraham, if you obey God, I'll make you a great nation. You'll have so many descendants, you'll be like the stars of the sky and the sand by the seashore. And that's exactly what he encouraged Abraham. Centuries later, he came to the temple in Jerusalem, and he came to a priest named Zechariah. And Zechariah's in the temple, and he's a priest, and he's serving in the temple. He's at the altar. He's burning incense. And the angel comes to him, and this is what the angel says in Luke 1, verses 11 to 13. Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer's been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you're to name him John. That's an angel came to talk to Zechariah. A little bit later, 6 months later, the angel comes to Mary. And she's frightened half to death, the poor girl. And it's Gabriel himself, archangel of God. That means he's been at the very throne of God, as high as you can be among the angels. And Gabriel comes. Listen to him talk to Mary in Luke 1, 11 to 13, too. He said, don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. And so the angels come to enlighten God's people. And then the angels come to comfort God's people. We all remember the story of Hagar, Sarah's servant girl. She'd been driven into the wilderness with her little child. And she's go there, she thinks she's going to perish, she's going to die. And then we read in Genesis 21, verses 17 and 18. And the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven, arise, lift up the lad, hold him in thy hand, and I will make him a great nation. And there she is shown, given water, and she's comforted, and she's strengthened. And so the angels come, and they... to Elijah in the wilderness, to Daniel while he's in Babylon, to Jesus in Gethsemane, and they always come to comfort and to encourage and to strengthen. Angels come to warn God's people and to warn them of danger. For instance, you take Lot. He's living in Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's a horribly wicked city. It's a sex city, sins, and God's going to destroy it with out of fire out of heaven. There's going to be nothing but dust and ashes left but of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so God talks to Abraham, and he says, Lot lives, your nephew lives in Sodom and Gomorrah. You go there and get him out of there and get his family out of there, because he's not that kind of people. He shouldn't be destroyed with those people. And the angels come, and they warn Abraham, and he goes and talks to Lot. You know the story. For instance, right now, these angels are with us, watching over us. They're right here in this studio. As a matter of fact, when you come to think about it, in this studio, we have preachers that are preaching, and we have choirs singing, and we have men fighting, and we have all pro wrestling, and we have scenes of war. You name it, we've got it right here in this studio. You don't believe it? Get a TV and set it up, and you can pick it up. You can pick up all kinds of trash and everything else right here in the studio. You can't see it, but it's here. And the angels of God watch over us. You cannot see them, but they are there to help us and to watch over us and keep us straight and to guide us along the way and encourage us and help us. And in the days before the Bible, God used other means. He used visions and dreams and angels. Now he has come and he's given us the Holy Bible. He's given us the Word of God. He doesn't have to have angels and visions and so forth coming in. Just take the Bible and read the Bible, and he'll give directions and he'll give guidance and show us the way. The angels are still working as God directs. And someday when we get to heaven, we will discover that they were here all the time. We just didn't see them. But some people say, well, do angels help the unbeliever? the man that isn't a Christian, that rejects Jesus Christ. Well, we don't know a single verse in the Bible where the angels talk and work with an unbeliever. I don't know of a single verse that a non-Christian, a non-believer, you haven't accepted Jesus. I don't know any place where he's worked with those people. But in Hebrews 1, verse 14, they describe angels as ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Those who will inherit salvation, that is the Christian. The only person that's going to inherit salvation is the person that's been born again, that accepted Jesus and walks with the Lord and trusts the Lord. And so if you're not a believer, I can tell you one thing. The Holy Spirit will talk to you, and he'll talk to you like this. He'll just all of a sudden, you'll feel like, I want to have Jesus. I want to be born again. I know I have sins, and I don't want to live with those sins. I don't want to face God with those sins. Or you might feel, I want to go to heaven. I want to be in heaven. I want to be with the God and his people. Well, when you have those feelings, they're just something to telling you, that's the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is knocking at your heart's door. And it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and not a regular voice out of heaven saying John or Joe or whatever it is, but if any man hear my voice, that is, I just have that feeling. I just know. I know God is telling me now. I need to turn to Jesus, and I have to have Jesus. I want Jesus. I want to be his child. I want to go to heaven. That's the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And that's how you receive Jesus. As many as received him, we're told in John 1:12. If as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God. You're not a child of God till you receive Jesus. Become a child of God and is passed from death unto life. And so we're begging today. That's our prayer and that's our plea, that you'll come to Jesus and put your faith in Jesus. So we hope that right now you listening as God talks to your heart. And when you do that, God will talk to you and he'll open your heart. And you can do that. Even a child can do that. I was 10 years old when I accepted Jesus Christ. We had preaching services out in a country schoolhouse where I went to school. And at night they had a pastor come in and preach. And I just felt like, oh, I had sin, and I wanted Jesus to take away my sin, and I wanted him to make me pure and white and clothe me in his righteousness. I didn't know all about that. I was only 10 years old. I just knew I had sinned against my mother. I had a disaster or something. Not that she ever heard. I got a spanking. But I knew I was a sinner. I said, dear Jesus, please come into my heart, and I'll serve you the best I can. And I've never been perfect, and I never will be perfect till I get to heaven. But I strive to perfection. Try to be as much like Jesus as you possibly can. And so that's what we're praying on the Christian Worship Hour, that today you'll invite Jesus to come into your heart, that you'll just in your own way, in your own words, say, dear Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you, and I'm sorry for my sins, and I'll turn against any sin that I can in my heart that you show me. I'll turn from my sin, and I'll follow you and serve you. I want to be with you for eternity. I want to know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to know that I'm going to heaven when I leave this earth, and you can know it. Sometimes people say, well, I accepted Jesus, but I didn't feel anything. You don't have to feel anything. You just have to believe God is giving you a contract. And that contract is, if you will forsake your sins, turn to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart, I will save you. And you can be born again and you can be my child. Period. It's a contract. And some people are thrilled and some people aren't. Just like going to a ball game. Some scream their heads off and the others sit there like a great stone face, just like a dummy. And if they want to sit like that, I guess that's all right. But just believe. It's just without faith, it's impossible. Please God, you have to have faith. Now, if you've prayed that prayer, you write to us. You write to us at the Christian Worship Hour. And the box is 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota. excuse me, 57402 USA. Or if you want to, you can get us by the Christian Worship Hour, and you can just write to us, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota. If you'd like to have our little Bible study, you can just ask for the new song. And you'll love that little paper. And this week it's about the joy of the Lord, the joy that the Lord gives us. And we'll send it free and postpaid. You send it to the Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402 USA. And if you want to know how we want to also know what we do with the money, we are a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Every penny is accounted. Now we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for those, many of you are thinking about coming to Jesus. We're going to pray for the shut-ins. And then we're going to pray for the persecuted church in China. We always pray for one of the places. Every week we pray. So we're going to look to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the salvation we can have in Jesus. And then we're just praying today that multitudes will turn to you. And now, Lord, we're also praying for the persecuted church. We're praying for them in China especially. Some of them are giving their life for you, Lord. And the children are left, and the wives are left, and the old folks are left. And so just we know you'll comfort and bless and help them. Pray for the Lord. We pray for those who are young people who don't know which way to turn and they need help or they're caught up in some habit. We pray for the shut-ins and the lonely and the weary that you'll comfort God's people. Comfort ye, my people. We just pray that you'll just bless in each one. And Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to encourage you now that if you think that this is a work that's worthy of the Lord, we've got it on the screen there. And to those of you on the shortwave radio, Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. And send a gift. Ask God what he wants you to send. And if he wants you to send it, that's where we get our gifts. We get only from God's people. So you pray for us and we'll pray for you. And then next week, Lord willing, we're going to preach about demons. And they're the Satan's secret agents. And we're going to see where they came from and how they got to be that way and how to watch for them and what they do. And it'll make us wise unto salvation and it'll help us to put on the whole armor of God and resist the power of evil. So join us. Tell your friends, join us. We are praying for you. We love you. And God bless you, everyone, in Jesus' name.
My dad loved to preach because he got to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you would like to learn more about having a relationship with Jesus and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, click the encouragement link on our website at cwh.org. You may also stream more programs, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and view Pastor Salem's devotions and answers. We would be most grateful if you would pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel. God bless you.